Today's date is August the 21st, 1981. Time approximately 2 p.m. I'm visiting with Mr. Ransom Cousin and Mr. Richard Cheetah. We are going to sit and talk today about a little black history. They're going to fill me in on what the progress blacks made back in the 1800s and early 1900s in Oxford. What blacks owned, property they sold, owned, and had, and what they can remember about the ongoing of the city of Oxford and the growth and the population, what was and what happened in that period of time. First of all, Mr. Cheatham, I want you to give your name and who was your father and what your father did. Bring us up a little bit about your father first, and then we'll get with Mr. Cousin. He'll tell me how he got to Oxford, and we'll start from there.
Okay, Mr. Cheatham.
Mr. Cheatham, you can tell me your name.
Richard Cheatham.
Mr. Cheatham, I'd like for you to fill me in on your father and how he got where he came from and where he lived and how he got to be in the politics. Give me a little brief history on that.
Well, his first job in the state was the finding, after leaving Shaw University, finding the State College, which was a new one, I believe, at that time, then invented by the city.
Uh-huh.
And he taught there, and he was called from there after the discontention of the state making smaller dispensations of the work, as it was set forth from 50 to 100 counties.
Uh-huh.
In 1880, I believe it was.
Uh-huh.
And then he was called during that time from Elizabeth City to Henderson as register of deeds of Vance County after the county was set up.
He didn't have to run for that election?
No.
Okay, they just gave it to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long did he hold a register of deeds position, job in Henderson?
He held that for about 3 years, I think. Then he was called to Congress.
Uh-huh. He didn't have to run for that position.
I think he ran for that position. I don't know. I won't say
it. How long was he in Congress?
He was in Congress 2 years.
Was he the first black from the South that ever held that position?
No. I've forgotten who he followed.
Uh-huh. But he was the first from North Carolina.
Yeah, he was first from this area.
Okay. And after serving there for 3 years, where did he go then?
He went to the Court of Deeds in the District of Columbia.
Record of Deeds in the District of Columbia?
Yeah.
In Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Okay. How long did he hold that position?
He held that position 4 years.
Okay, after that, where did he go then?
Well, during that time, he was called to the orphanage.
Central Orphanage in Oxford, which is called a colored orphanage.
Which was called, at that time, colored orphanage, yeah.
Okay, what year did he get there?
Well, he was called there in 19... Oh, I'm bleeding. That was the year that I was born.
Oh, you were born 1904?
Yeah, I was born 1904.
But he came to the orphanage in 1904?
No.
Oh.
He came to the orphanage and put Reverend Woodard in charge. He really followed Robert Shepherd.
He followed Shepherd?
Yeah, he followed Shepherd.
Okay. And you said 1904, what year did he come to the Central Orphanage?
He came to take over the orphanage in 10 or 11.
Uh-huh. Where were you born? In Oxford? Graham County?
No, I'm born in Warren County, Littleton.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what year did your father really move and start being a superintendent of the orphanage? What year was that?
That's what I told you.
Okay. 1910?
Yeah, 1910.
Okay.
But he was called to the orphanage by the board.
Okay. So what age were you when you came to Granville County in Oxford?
I was 3 years old.
You was 3 years old, mm-hmm. And you lived where?
We lived up to Shepherd's for at least 2 months. So they could renovate the house that we would move in.
Okay. Now,
Reverend Woodard had charge of the institution for him at the time he was finishing his term in Congress and going into the record of deeds.
How many brothers and sisters do you have living now?
There's three of us. Mrs. Vermey, she's in West Virginia. She did live in Washington a while.
Mr. Cheatham, how old are you now?
I'm 78.
78 years old. Okay. Okay, Mr. Cousin, I want you to give me a brief history on your history background and how you got to Granville County, Oxford. And your father and your back. Tell me a little about him, too.
Well, I was born in Prussian County.
Uh-huh.
And my father had a sister living at Oxford. We used to come sometime. He was a farmer at that time.
Uh-huh.
And bring tobacco to Oxford. But that was in 1896 or 1897.
Uh-huh.
But we moved from Prussian County to Mecklenburg County, Virginia in 1900.
Uh-huh.
And my father was already over there doing college anyway. We stayed there until 1905 and we came to Stovall.
Uh-huh.
North Carolina.
Okay, now when you came to Stovall, North Carolina, can you tell me, I want you to give me your full name and your age and approximately how old were you when you got to Stovall, North Carolina? What's your name?
The whole name is General Ransom Frederick.
General Ransom Frederick.
Yes.
Cousin. That's your whole name.
That's all of it.
What year, can you give me an idea how old were you when you got to Stovall, North Carolina, when you first moved to North Carolina, or what age were you?
Well, now, I came to Stovall before the movie. I came to Stovall in 1905.
Uh-huh.
I was born in 1888. Huh. I was born in Prussian County in 1888, July 17th.
So how old are you now? How old would that make you now?
I'm 92.
92. Okay. And how long did you live in Stovall?
Well, we stayed in Stovall. Well, my parents moved to Stovall in 1906. I came to store in 1905, but I was just working there. But they moved there in 1906, and we stayed there until 1909. We came to Antioch in 1910. And we stayed in the store on Antioch until 1925. Then they bought over there in Oxford. We've been here ever since.
What year you got to Antioch?
1910, you might say.
And how many years you stayed out there?
We stayed out there until 1925. We bought here in 1925.
Okay, let's go to Antioch. When you first moved to Antioch, was it named Howard Town or Antioch?
It was named Antioch then, but it was Howard Town, but before that.
How did it get, why was it called Howard Town?
Well, the Howard owned it, and it wasn't in slavery. And they called it Howard Town. And it stayed Howard Town until the Seaboard Railroad brought a line through there. And the Negroes requested a flag station of some kind.
Oh, they want a flag station for the train to stop.
So they could stop the ride. So they didn't want to make it Howard Station, so they agreed and named it Antioch. That was somewhere in, I couldn't give you the date of that, but somewhere in the late 90s.
So all blacks owned that little town out there?
Yeah, they're all black. They didn't have no white owners in that. All belonged to Howard and Town. Actually, and there's another little lots too that belong to some more color, but there's no white had no land out in there.
Were the railroad track there when you moved to Antioch?
Yeah. It was out there.
Can you remember before the railroad track was put through?
No, I'll tell you. My first coming to Antioch was in 1909. That was my first. My daddy bought a piece of land there in 1903, but I didn't come to it. That's when he bought the land where we lived there. But we didn't build it until 1912. We came to Antioch in 1910.
Okay. Now what I want you to do today is try to give me a little brief history on Grammar County and what blacks, property blacks owned back in when you first came to Grammar County and stores and businesses and different events taking place. I want you and Mr. Cheatham to try to fill me in on the different events that taking place during that period of time. Now if you want to go back and we'll start with doctors, let's start with the doctors first. And name the first black doctors ever coming to Grammar County you can remember and you heard. Want to start with Dr. Bowie? Was he the first black doctor or who was?
Well, he was the first one I knew. I don't know.
I think he was the first.
The first I knew of.
Dr. Bowie?
Yeah.
Okay, who was next, you think? Who you think was next? Dr. Ford or?
No, Dr. Allen was next.
Who?
Dr.
Allen. No, Dr. Allen was. We had a West Indian here before.
Who was the West Indian? What was his name?
Ford, I believe.
Dr. Ford.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Ford was next. All right, what about Dr. Diller? Let's come on down the line now.
Dr. Diller was later than that, there's one or two.
I know Diller, but I
was already practicing. Yeah, when Diller came.
Oh, well, who was another one here? Was there a Dr. William?
Yeah, Dr. William was our druggist.
Dr. William was the druggist. Yeah.
But Allison was here before then.
What about
Allison? Allison come in here between times.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
His mother went out and broke him up and brought him here to take care of her family. And he set up practicing here then. In 1912, I believe it was.
What about Dr. Burke? Let's talk about Dennis. Was Dr. Burke the first?
He was the first dentist.
Okay. Where did Dr. Burke live? What kind of work was his office at?
His office.
Was it uptown?
Yeah. His office was over.
Was it near Shepherd Funeral Home in that area?
In the same building that Shepherd was in at that time.
Okay.
Yeah. Both he and Shepherd were together.
Mm-hmm.
Shepherd moved over from over across the street from, he bought the Ed Smith establishment out.
Ed Smith was the undertaker?
Yeah.
How long, was Ed Smith the first black undertaker in Granville County?
Oh.
Who was the first one?
The first one was Hester.
Hester?
Yeah.
You ever heard of him, Mr. Cousin?
I heard of him, but I didn't know him.
You never did know him?
No, I didn't know how he was.
What about Mr. Hester? Can y'all tell me where was he? Where was he born? Or was he from Oxford?
Yeah, he's Oxford.
Hester was Oxford.
Yeah.
Where was his undertaker shop at? Did you ever know that?
His undertaker shop was on Broad Street.
On Broad Street?
Yeah.
What was Mr. Hester's name? What was his name? Can you tell me?
I can't think of his name now. But he was George Hester's uncle. Reverend George Hester's uncle.
Can you tell me, give me an idea what about on Broad Street his shop was?
Just about 3 blocks from the Presbyterian Church.
Going north, west?
No, coming this way, coming south.
Okay, coming south.
Yeah.
Okay, so you, from what you heard in history, Hester was the first one.
Yeah.
Well, who was his family? What was his relative? George who?
Reverend George Hester, you knew him.
Tell me about Reverend George Hester.
I can't think of what his dad of his name man.
Where was his church at? What church did he pastor?
Oh, Reverend Hester?
Yeah.
Pastor a church in Virginia, but I can't think of the name of it.
Okay.
Do you remember what it was?
No, I don't remember. I remember him already, but I don't remember.
Okay. The Hester that ran the funeral home was the son of Reverend George Hester or the brother?
No. He was Reverend Hester's father's brother.
Oh, okay.
Reverend Hester's father's brother. And then Carver came in next. He and Carver were
who?
Together.
What was his name?
What his name? Henry Carver.
I know Caldwell, but I can't remember his name.
Henry Caldwell.
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 Caldwell. Caldwell.
Can you spell it?
C-O-W-E-L-L.
How long was he here? Caldwell was here.
Oh, he was a native from Granville County.
Oh.
And he went from here in 1909, I believe, to Henderson. And then he moved from Henderson to Charlotte. He was a fireman and a undertaker.
Okay, Caldwell was a fireman here too? In Oxford?
Yeah.
Blacks and white was in fire department together, or blacks had their own fire department, and whites
had the independent fire department.
It was two different independent fire departments in Granville County.
Yeah.
The blacks had theirs and the whites had.
And then they came together later.
Can you tell me who started that fire department, the blacks, who put it together?
Hester was, he was one of the founders of it, I think.
Hester was?
Yeah.
The funeral director, Hester?
Yeah.
Okay. And name some more people.
Let's see, I believe, Mr. John was connected to that thing. Used to live across the road here. What was his name, Francis? Do you remember him?
Greg Jones?
Yeah. Yeah, he was living in Antioch at the time.
Mm-hmm. Who you say, Hester and Ed Jones?
Alec
Jones.
Yeah.
They were the first two that put together the first black fire department. Where did they keep their equipment?
In horses, I forgot now where they kept that horse.
Was it on Penn Avenue Street?
No, I believe their stable was out to Mr. Hester's. Out on just the old Gramble Hospital, all across the hill there. A white man has that place now. I don't know who had, but I do remember went to an old house back there.
Yeah. Okay. You want to bring me up on a little history about the making of Oxford and how did blacks come about owning so much property downtown in Oxford in the center of town? If anybody ever told you how did they acquire so much property in the city, how did they come about owning property in the city? Was Oxford moved up here, or was Oxford always where it is?
No.
Where was Oxford at?
The first name what Oxford got came from was Harrisburg.
Harrisburg was the Oxford's first name?
No, it wasn't Oxford's first name. That was the name of the community.
Harrisburg.
Yeah.
That's where Oxford was located at.
On Harrisburg Creek.
Harrisburg Creek.
Yeah.
Where did that Harrisburg get its name? Do you know? Are you ever heard about it, sir?
No, I don't. I've heard that discussed, but I didn't keep it.
What about the name? How did Oxford get its name? You ever heard about how it got its name or why they call it Oxford?
Well, I can tell you what they told me.
What did they tell you, Mr. Cousin?
Man, folks don't know. They said it used to be green of a little street down now going across as you're going out, like you're going out to, I can't think of it, 15.
Uh-huh.
As you're going up 15, I can turn off of Hillsborough Street and go down there, you know, to Green down there.
Oh, that bottom there, by Lewis Street,
yeah,
by Bartholomew.
Yeah, on Lewis Street. Well, there weren't no hardships, nothing on that, for the fools there. And say a man, now that business says was true. Say a man came in town with a yoke of oxen. And when it came a rain, when he went to go back, that pole was up. And he drove in there and the oxen got drowned. And they called it Oxford. Is that the name of it? That's the first name of Oxford. Because when they started to fold it, you know, they got drowned.
Oh, the ox got drowned.
Yeah.
Forge, you mean making them go across the water, which was too rough.
Yeah, it was too high. She was
and they forced the oxes to go through that water.
Yeah, and called it Oxford.
And that's where it got his name.
Tell me, that's where it first got his name, Oxford.
That was the name from that stream.
Yeah. From that stream?
Yeah,
Oxford. On Lewis Street.
Yeah, that's right.
That runs.
That place belonged to William Ridley.
Right in the curve.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dream right now. We just got a bridge across it, but it's a creek in the rain.
Okay. So that's how you first heard how Oxford got his name.
Yeah, that's the beginning of Oxford right there.
That was the beginning.
Yeah. Oxford. But before it was Harrisburg.
Okay, before it was Harrisburg. Now, did they ever tell you what year they moved Oxford from down Harrisburg up where it is now?
No, I don't know.
I've heard, but I didn't keep that.
You didn't keep that?
No.
Okay, why did blacks own so much property downtown and buildings? How did they come about that? Could you tell me about that?
And that's really some history that I didn't keep.
Uh-huh. Okay, did you ever heard that Mr. Brandon and Mr. Jack Hicks was the first black carpenters in this town. You and Mr. Cousin, you know a lot about contractors and everything.
Yeah, I worked with them. I worked with both of them.
Can you tell me about which one was the oldest or which one you knew first?
Hicks was the oldest.
Yeah, I knew him first. I worked with him.
Jack Hicks was the oldest.
Mm-hmm. I worked with Jack Hicks in 1900. When he built that place, it was called around Gila. Gila. That was in 1900.
Jack Hicks was the form on that job.
Yeah, I mean, so for the carpenter.
How did Jack Hicks learn his trade? Through slave? Through his dad in slavery or what?
Yeah, well, that's all. That's two different, you might say, through practice.
Did you ever hear him say when you was working with him, what age was he over you then? How old was Jack Hicks during that time?
No, I really don't know because I was with his youngest boy. We worked together and he was the youngest boy, John. I don't know exactly. I couldn't. He was an old man then.
What, about 50 or 60?
Yeah, he was much as 50.
He was much as 50 then?
Yeah.
When you sat down and talked with him, did he ever talk about how many buildings he helped build downtown in Oxford?
No, he didn't discuss that. He didn't discuss it. I tell you that the first black contractor I knew I worked with him for years was Charlie Taylor
was the first black contractor you heard in this town.
Yeah.
Can you tell me something about Charlie Taylor, where he came from, where he lived, where was his
grand economy?
I worked with him for years.
What did Charlie Taylor do? What buildings did he, what kind of contractor was he?
He was for cities mostly. Mm.
He was different grand levels of...
Did he help build the buildings at Maripop?
I think he done some of the work now. Well, he was...
I don't know. He was Sandy
an engineer for Dr. Shaw and I don't know. But he was an engineer.
Sandy Boy was his phone.
Was Mr. Sandy Boy older than Charlie Taylor?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. No.
But Sandy Boy was a carpenter, too.
Yeah, he was a pretty good carpenter, because I worked with him for years.
What about Mr. Edmondson?
Edmondson, he wasn't.
He was more businessman.
Yeah, he wasn't in there.
Walt Edmondson's daddy was a businessman.
Yeah, he was.
What did he do? Was he older than Sandy Boy, or both of them was about the same age?
Well,
they were brother-in-law,
Running around the same age. I don't know which one was older. He worked with his mother mostly around a restaurant,
Okay, where did Charlie Taylor live? In Oxford, in the country?
Yeah, he ran from Mayport.
In front of Mary Park?
Not far from Mayport.
Did he have any more brothers or cousins was in this kind of business?
Yeah. No, I don't know if he had a brother up here in Brownstown, but I don't know what he...
He was a carpenter.
Yes, he was, yeah.
What was his brother's name?
I couldn't think of his name now. He had one son. He just died a few years ago.
Yeah. Who else was some of the carpenters? What about Mr. Brandon? Was he outstanding carpenter in this?
Yeah, he was.
What was his name?
Payton
Brandon.
Yeah.
Tell me about him.
I mostly just knew him. I knew him from there. Good friend, worked with him. Tell me how I worked with him for years, but I never do much work for him.
Yeah, he was
an
example.
Where did you pick up your carpentering experience, Mr. Cousin?
Done most of it through my father.
Through your father?
Yeah.
How did he become a carpenter?
Through his father.
What was his father?
What was it?
Was he a carpenter for slavery time, or what was
he? he was coming out of slavery. He was a carpenter when he surrendered.
When Lee surrendered.
Yeah, he was a carpenter. He, my granddad helped to build this house right here in Oxford. Well, up here, the, I can't think of it. Maybe I listened to it quite often. That house there, great. The men great. They built a great mark on the same rock right down here.
That was one of the first houses
they
built, wasn't it?
I don't know, but that's one of the first houses, nice houses built in Oxford. That's been.
Is that on the corner of Alexander Street, Broad Street?
Yeah, that is the door there. Gregory Home.
Your Gregory Home. Your father helped, came from Preston County, helped build that home.
My granddad. I got
your granddad.
Yeah, I got something too. Well, he made windows. Made windows himself, you know. More about handmade windows.
Go on and tell me about your father then. How did he learn carpentry?
Well, I said he learned through practice under my granddad, you know. Because all of that, they were all carpenters. My uncle was a carpenter. Yeah. Then his uncle was. Probably they built the first school in Preston County.
Uh-huh. The first school in Preston County?
No, in Adama Township.
Your dad had built it?
Yeah, in Preston County, Adama Township. They built a single Baptist church in 1868, I believe it was.
Okay, tell me some more about downtown and how did Shepherd and all Ed Smith and all these people own, imagine to have all these businesses downtown in Oxford? How did it come about? Okay, Mr. Cheatham, I want you and Mr. Cousin to bring me up date on who ran the first market downtown and where was it located and the men's name that operated it. Was Major Sanford and Ed Ridley the first market men you'll know of in this town?
No.
Who was the first blacks that ran markets in this town?
I can't think of his name. He was older than you up in the town.
Mm-hmm.
You remember his name, Mocha?
No, I didn't see him.
He was in business here when you... And y'all moved here in 1911.
Where was the market at? Do you know?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, you talking about Slaughter.
Yeah.
Slaughter.
Yeah.
Not Slaughter, but he moved to Antioch after I had
bought
it. Yeah.
Where was Mr. Slaughter's market at?
It was City Market. The Negroes operated the City Market.
Where was the City Market located at?
Yeah.
Okay, so Slaughter was in there, Major Sanford and Ned Ritt.
Yeah.
Old man Ridley, what was his name? William's daddy.
I know him.
I can't think of his name. He was one of the original staff.
Okay. Did whites have a supermarket or they had to come to that market? That was the only market.
That was the only market.
So this was an integrated market, is what we call now.
Yeah, it would be integrated now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me what else did blacks have? What about...
We had a few, had one or two hardwares here.
Blacks had hardware? Can you remember that, Mr. Cousin?
Yeah, but I
can't think of his name.
Can you tell me what building or whereabouts they were located, Mr. Cousin? In what block downtown?
No, I know that block where Jones and Drugstore, that East Plumton, maybe.
The whole block that Jones Drugstore is?
Yeah, I think Shaw's the last owner of some of it, but...
You knew about that part of the building.
Yes, I knew about that part.
Yeah.
Was the black first, did Oxford have a black jail back in that time?
Yeah. I don't know what his name was, but what jail I know anything about was black.
Was it Willie Moss?
No, his name wasn't Willie.
No.
Moss was a,
was he the
was chief of police.
A black man?
Yeah.
Willis Moss was the chief of police?
Yeah. Willis Moss.
Do you remember that, Mr. Cousin?
I remember Moss. I don't know much about it. That part of it.
He was a merchant and my cousin was there.
Yeah. I knew all of it, but I don't know nothing to say. Yeah.
He owned the place that Red Matkins had.
Was he a magistrate too, Willis Moss?
No.
He was the chief of police?
Yeah.
Was any more blacks a policeman during that time, or was just he was just the chief?
Oh, yeah, we had one or two.
Okay.
And then the whites started from there.
They started from there. Okay, can you bring me up on, can you tell me a little bit about Jack Kingsburg? The man, he ran the restaurant. Wasn't he a guy told me.
To me, he was in the police department one time.
Jack Kingsburg? Was he like a cab driver called Ronald Dre that pick up bags and stuff from the depot and carry people groceries home? Did he ever do anything like that? You ever heard of him?
He may have had something to do with that, but that wasn't his.
You ever heard of that, Mr. Cousin?
No, I didn't heard of Kingsbury, but I don't.
Did he run a, okay, try this. Did Jack Kingsbury ever run a restaurant and his wife and he killed and cut her up? You ever heard of that?
Some tragedy in his life, but I don't know what it was.
They found him hung. He hung himself in jail.
Yeah.
He cut his wife up on the railroad track. They was on their way home one night. And he thought she was dead. But you don't remember that?
No, I don't remember.
Do you remember him having a restaurant?
Yeah, I remember.
Do you, Mr. Cousin?
I never went in there. I said, you know, I heard, but my dealings was after 1910. Most of the dealings, I came in there, but I can hear from playing, but I'm mostly dealing with the town and the people that from 1910.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Harris came in. Didn't he come in here about that time too?
Harvey and Nixon, no. He married here in 1907. He married my heart. They came here about 1898.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, When I first came to Oxford, I came to my house.
I know they were big restaurants.
Yeah.
What was Harris?
Yeah.
What was the Harris? What was the restaurant name? Greaser Harris?
No, yeah.
No, that wasn't Greaser.
Emma Harris.
Emma Harris?
Yeah.
They had a restaurant?
Yeah.
What was that at?
The first place it was back of
William Breedlove Court Street?
No, not back of William Breedlove.
No, not there.
No, on the other side. On that street down by back of William Drugstore. Went into it. That's where Harvey married. She had a street that had a back of Broad. Had Broad and had a dispensary there.
Emma Harris, she had a restaurant.
Yeah.
Would blacks and white eat with her?
Yeah. Her husband Jim House, he was a great horse trader.
What do horse trading mean?
Didn't exchange horses. Trade horses like you trade anything else, you know. And so much to boot and sell them and all I got, he was a horse trader, they called it.
Yeah, he was in the home. He and Richard Harris came there together, didn't he?
Who?
Dick. Yeah. Dick Harris, he used to live over here.
Yeah, I know him. I know him. I know him. Jim came. I was out of the boy.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about William Ridley and the property and the amount of property he owned and what type of businessman he was in this town?
William got it through his dad, and I can't think of Mr. Ridley's name now. That Ridley family was always a stirring family.
Uh-huh. Okay,
You know that Little John Street was named after a Negro.
Little John Street was named after a Negro.
Yeah, Little John.
Who was it?
Every Little John is dead. I don't know what his name was.
John was John, wasn't it?
I don't know what his given name was, but the Little John, I heard Little John Street said.
Yeah.
He had some kind of, I don't know what kind of business, he had some kind of, he lived on. He was using so much on Little John Street then, but enough of him to have some kind of something. And he named it that.
He was,
Okay, what about, schools? Can you remember where the first black school was at, Mr. Cousin?
No, of course not. I don't know anybody with Grady School. I'm a May Carter in Grady School. All come along. I said, I don't know, because I didn't have much, as I said, how much to do with Oxford or just come in and out until after 1910.
Okay, Mr. Cheatham, can you bring me up to date on where you think the first grade of school was located at, and where was where did it come out of?
It was the Hidiot School.
The Hidiot School?
Yeah. Down on the corner where Bed-Aid.
Service station is. Yeah. Runs up on that hill from Fountain Branch.
Yeah.
That was the Hidiot School up there.
That was the Hidiot School. That was the division of the Negro.
Explain that to me, the division of the Negro.
The Hidden School was,
I got it, that's okay.
Okay. The Hidden School was, the main school was over on New College Street.
That was a white school?
That was white altogether. They didn't consolidate.
The Hidden School was on the corner of Lee Street and New College Street, right in front of American Biker Factory.
Yeah,
okay, that was the white.
That was white.
And
the Negro was 5 blocks from it across town.
That's where the Negro Hilliard School was?
Yeah.
Okay, now explain it to me. How did it work? Was it a church school or what?
No, it was a free school.
A what?
Free school.
It was a free school?
Yeah.
Okay, now the blacks went to school on one side of the town and the whites went to school on the other side.
Yeah.
And that was the first black school?
That was the first black school that I know anything of. Then the greatest school.
Was second.
Was second.
Did Professor Patillo work over there in that Hidiot School? Did you ever hear of him working over there?
His daddy, Reverend Patillo, was one of the principals of Hidiot School. He worked there with Reverend Ransom.
Reverend Ransom?
Yeah.
Can you give me an idea about what year that was? Was that in the 1800s or can you?
That was 1890. I forgot if it was one or two.
Is there any people living today that you know that attended that school? Or?
I believe all those folks are gone.
And then the next school was in Mr. Gregory's house. In Charlie Gregory's house, where his house is now.
Well, that was the school.
That was the school,
that
too.
That was the school, and his father bought that place. He was living across the street.
Okay,
They were living across the street.
Right.
But Charlie and three of the boys were born there, and the two girls. And the older boy, James, and one in Chicago.
Was born across the street.
No, they were born down here on New Carter Street, someplace. But then Mr. Gregory moved up here and the next set of children were born in that old house there where I was torn down for the grade school.
Can y'all tell me, if any of y'all know why they call that branch Fountain Branch? Why was it called Fountain Branch? You ever heard why, where it got its name?
Yeah, I heard, but I've
forgotten. Yeah, I heard, but I don't remember. I can't recall.
You can't recall, Mr. Cook?
It was what they call one of these old founders there, I mean.
Potteries?
Foundry, I mean, plow for it, slides and things.
Metal. Metal boy.
Yeah, it's running make just like one used to be over on near May Potter.
Uh huh. What did they make in them in that?
Mostly, you know, farmer plow points and things like that. I don't know if they made horseshoes or not, but I know they made plow points.
I
don't
know if they made horseshoes.
Yeah.
Okay, it must have been up where up near the heat up there and near the street and the water run through. What did they need the water for? What was the.
Well, they didn't even found the branch because it was only branch. I was down close to it. That's why they named it from the branch.
Oh, the fountain was on the branch.
It's the foundry. Foundry.
Did you ever hear talk of who ran that foundry?
No, I have, but I couldn't.
Was it blacks or white or what?
Oh, most of the foundry were run. I know I don't know the owner, but I mean they weren't operating but colored, but I don't know the owner.
Uh-huh.
And then Hoosier Mill was built down there below there. Below the cotton mill.
Hoosier Mill was down below the cotton mill.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was known as Hunting. That Dr. Hunting pulled.
Were they black or white?
Dr. Hunter was Henry Hunt's, Miss Hunt's daddy.
Oh. Okay, did they ever use that branch to baptize people in, Fountain Branch? Did the church use it for that?
I don't know that.
I had a lady tell me she was baptized in that branch. Said that the Holy Church and those churches in that area used to use that branch to baptize people.
Well, you know, they've done all the baptizing in branches and creeks over there. That's
fine. Okay, let me ask y'all another question. Did y'all ever, what was the first hospital and where was the first hospital built at in Oxford?
The first hospital was
in
our hospital.
What, the Grandma Hospital?
No.
What?
What was the name of that hospital? It was over here on
Susan Cheatham?
No, before Susan Cheatham.
It wasn't completed.
Yeah, no, that one wasn't completed, but
well, let me ask you this. A lady told me that when they built Granville Hospital up on College Street, that the blacks was in one side of it and the whites was in the other side of it.
No. It was a little difference in it, but the building wasn't built that way. The old building that was torn down, half of it was white and half a color. And we deemed the back of it.
And where was it located? Up there where the hospital is now in that area?
Back then, most of where the doctor's office is.
Oh, so they had John in hospital. The blacks was in the back and the whites was up front.
That's the way the old building was. And that building was adjoining the Carrington
property.
Well, all of it was the same track at that time.
Did you ever hear of a lady, Mr. Cousin, named Mrs. Spencer coming here from New York and started building a hospital on Orange Street?
I've heard something, but I'm not enough to.
I was just getting to that.
Okay, tell me about Mrs. Spencer.
He came in here during the time and raised some money. That's what started the Susan Cheatham Hospital.
Oh, Mrs. Spencer started the Susan Cheatham Hospital when she started raising money to...
No, that money went in too. She bought this lot on New College Street.
They told me that she started building the house that Otto Kazaknem lived in on Orange Street and renovated it.
Well, that's the same place. That's the place that I'm talking about.
And said that she never finished it. She got sick.
She got sick and she came back in here an operator hairdressing parlor for a while.
Where was the hairdressing parlor at?
In Dr. Tony's office.
That's where Mrs. Spencer sat up at?
Yeah, she sat up and before Dr. Hicks started his building.
Did Mrs. Spencer live where Bailey Cooper Barbershop is now? Were there a house there and she lived there?
No. The house is still there.
Where?
Just the barn there.
That old, between Curtis Shoe Shop and Bailey Cooper Barbershop?
No, not that. That house was standing facing Grand Street at that time.
Is the house still there now?
No, they moved this house back, and that's the house that Bailey Cooper bought.
Okay, so that's where Miss Spencer stayed?
Yeah, that's where she lived when she was here.
And she really started taking up money to build a hospital?
That was her problem.
Okay, now can you take it from there and tell me about Susie Cheatham Hospital? How did it work, come or bring me up to date on that one?
Well, all of it come up, then the doctors took over. They didn't want to. At the time, integration wasn't as broadly set up as it is now.
So Dr. Tony and Dr. Anderson took over then?
No, Dr. Watkins.